You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte, and we're also joined by Jimmy LaSalvia.
Jimmy LaSalvia is sort of visiting Murray State University from his rarefied life in the mainstream of American politics and big cities. Welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate and Austin. It's great to be here.
You're a career activist, and you're speaking tonight at 7:30, or you're actually, I gather, discussing with students at 7:30 in the Kerr Center, in the Barclay Room.
Right.
You're part of culture wars, which is really pretty intense, actually. You've been at activism for about a decade now, and a very tumultuous decade. You want to do a thumbnail sketch of the high points of your journey to this point?
Sure. Well, tonight I'm going to be telling my story and conducting a conversation about my life as a homocon, which is a gay conservative. And as an openly gay conservative and a professional activist, I've spent my career in the trenches of the culture wars. And we'll talk about key points in my career that started when I was a Republican activist in Western South Dakota, and my views as a limited government conservative in the Mountain West, and you know, then my transition to a gay conservative activist here in Kentucky when I was living in Louisville in 2004, when the federal anti-gay marriage amendment was proposed and the Kentucky's marriage amendment was on the ballot in 2004. And my observations about how many of my colleagues, Republican colleagues, and Republican activists acted during that time and the rhetoric they used, and how I moved to Washington to take my activism to a professional national level. And we'll talk about how I started an organization in 2009 called Go Proud, which represents gay conservatives and our conservative straight allies. And we started Go Proud to show that not all gay people are left-wing liberals, like many in the media portray, or not all straight conservatives are anti-gay homophobes, and to really erase the us versus them narrative on the right when it comes to gay people. And certainly we'll talk a lot tonight about the issue of same-sex marriage and other specific policy issues. And I want to talk about the other cultural issues that have been in the media lately. Like, we'll even probably talk about Duck Dynasty tonight, and how we have a cultural divide in this country. I fundamentally think that there are that there is broad agreement on among most Americans on what our shared vision of government is. I think that most Americans are fundamentally limited government conservatives. They don't want the government to live beyond its means. They don't want to have to pay more for more government, but they want to be left alone in their lives so that they can pursue their version of the American dream. And I think that too often we allow our cultural differences to divide us. And we certainly see an industry out there, whether it's MSNBC or Fox News, that fans the flames of that culture war. And we'll talk about that tonight. And I hope lots of people come out to the Kerr Center at 7:30, and we'll have a discussion about our cultural divide and my experience specifically on the gay issue, but also on other issues.
I'm fascinated with the story you told me about working within the Romney campaign and how that opened another kind of perceptive line of thinking for you.
Right. Well, in 2012, Go Proud was the only national gay organization to endorse Mitt Romney for president. And I was the head of the organization, so I became the de facto gay for Mitt, and the spoke out in the media and did a lot to show that everybody could support Mitt Romney and that he was an acceptable alternative to what I still feel is a failed presidency of the Obama administration. But I also saw in all of my efforts to help the Romney campaign, I saw how the campaign and Mitt himself and establishment Republicans across the country were held hostage by a small segment of the conservative movement who are intolerant of people who aren't like them, and that the Romney campaign was paralyzed with fear of disrupting this segment of their base by maybe even doing public engagement with gay people would send the wrong message to that tiny sliver of Americans that they couldn't show whether it was on gay issues or any number of other cultural issues, that they were in touch with real life in America today. And it just doesn't matter how good your tax plan is. Doesn't matter how competent you are as a manager or a leader. If Americans don't think that you're living in 2012 then they're not going to vote for you. And I think that was one example. Barack Obama being able to win re-election with his horrible record, he won re-election by showing America that Republicans don't care about them and don't understand the challenges of their life in today's world. And, you know, it's happened since then. The election in Virginia for governor just last year showed us that Terry McAuliffe, an ethically compromised candidate, was elected over Ken Cuccinelli, the Republican. And the Republican candidate was just unacceptable to most voters in Virginia. And he, you know, said that gay people were soulless and needed help and treatment and were self-destructive. For example, he also held some views about women that were just out of the mainstream. And so while I think that most Republicans, certainly the vast majority of conservatives in this country, are not out of touch culturally, I think that there's a segment of the party that is out of touch, and they are holding back the Republican Party today. And I don't know if there's anything we can do to bring it back. I don't know if the brand is so damaged. And that's one of the things we'll talk a lot about today. And I'll talk a lot about this evening my experiences with the Romney campaign.
Jimmy LaSalvia, thank you so much for dropping by WKMS. Again, it's really impressive to look at Jimmy's track record with national media and national activism, and instructive in being able to carve a life out of paying attention to what's going on in the culture wars. The program is Homicon, A Gay Conservative's Views from the Trenches of the Culture Wars, tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Barclay Room of the Kura Center.
Thank you for having me.